And good morning, guys. Well, so many of the programs this early on this Friday morning. Well, it's not early because this Friday morning it is already well into its flavors, well into its drifts, well into its motions, whichever one you decide to make use of. Nonetheless, this Friday morning has gone on and is in swing. But before we head into the Tech Eagle discussion for this morning, our Tech Eagle, you know, just to let you know that for this morning, unfortunately, if you're wondering what happened to the live streaming element, just to let you know, there is a little bit of some court action taking place later today, and that's one of the reasons. The action will come predominantly from there, and also for you to stay tuned here to your number one talk radio station. Stay on as that court action will be coming from 2 o'clock, just past 2 o'clock-ish here on your number one talk radio station. Heading into where we ended off yesterday with our Tech Eagle discussion. Now, remember guys, the message centered around how is it possible that your social media account can be hacked? Well, first and foremost, I indicated to you it's in most cases an act of just being careless on our side, you know, the user, because that has happened with anyone with you. One of two things happens where you actively and genuinely forget to log out. Second on that is where you either just want to be careless. You just want to be careless and you actively just leave your account, your social media accounts open at work on your work PC, at home. Wherever you go, even on your phone, the first rule of thumb in terms of your own personal security is log out every time. Log out. Second rule of thumb is never save your login details to your machines. Even if it's your home PC or your home laptop, if it's your phone, it's good. Your phone can even keep the application open, run it in the background. That's your phone. You know what, it's always in your hand. But on computers, never save your login details to the PC. Never leave your social media profiles, portfolios, pages open on your PCs. Just to share one thing with you, when just about a few years back, let's say about 5 years back, there was a handful of colleagues that I used to have back in the newspaper industry that would constantly, every day, what they would do is they would keep their Facebook profile web page open on their PC, on their workstation at work, leave at 5, tomorrow morning at 8, they'd come back and just open it up. What a lot of people don't realize is, guys, I know that is on a workstation, but on a workstation itself, you can still have people with malicious intent that can decide, you know what, let me go sit at that person's PC and, you know, just post a few offensive things. Or you could have, for example, a legit hack can take place to the company PC network or computer network, and they find that your web browser is open 24/7 because you leave it open instead of logging off at work, because you don't listen to your IT department that tells you log off your PCs. Logging off, if you've ever wondered what it does, logging off your PC allows the machine to back up. It allows any network updates that your IT department has to facilitate, as well as it also allows for any sort of, you know, safety protocols, because logging off is one of those safety protocols. Switching off the power would make the machine not accessible or would deem it not functional if it is off, completely off. However, as we continue with our discussion, guys, now we ended on how often does social media hacks take place, because we progressed from the discussion point of, you know, how does it happen. Although there were a handful of interactions yesterday in terms of coming from you, the callers, in terms of understanding social media hacks and how it can happen. In most cases, guys, in most cases, if a social media hack takes place, a social media hack would predominantly take place on a large scale, meaning they would have to try and compromise the whole application, the whole social media. So they're not just targeting your account. They would be targeting, let's say, all the accounts in Namibia. They would try and steal all the account details in Namibia. Let's, for example, say Facebook gets hacked, but they only target the Facebook extensions in Namibia. Or they would only target the Facebook extensions in Venezuela. Or in Canada. Or in Taiwan. That's what they would do. They won't go and look just for Dwight's Facebook account. Or just look for, let's say, ABC petrol station Facebook account. No. They would attack a whole, sort of like a geographic area in terms of that. Because Facebook itself, although it's a technology company, and although it's predominantly online, meaning most of their technology has to run connected to the internet, what happens is that they insulated themselves. They insulate themselves. They've got their own firewalls and they've got their own security protocols. So if you say, if you come and tell anyone ever, wherever you walk around in Namibia, that my social media account had been hacked, it hadn't been hacked. You were just careless. You were just careless. And I know I'm preaching right now, but you were just careless because you were just careless. That's the long and the short. It truly is just the long and the short of it because you were just careless. If you can remember how it took place. And all you have to do, guys, all you have to do, if you have detected, you know, suspicious activity on your account, the only thing you've got to do is technically shut it down and reopen it. Shut it down and reopen it. A lot of people think that, you know, it's the end of the world. Someone has taken over your account. There's a suspicious activity or someone informed you that suspicious things are being posted. Sometimes all you have to do, because if you can still log in or have access to your account and you see the same suspicious activity, if it's not a duplicate account, meaning an account that tries to imitate you, tries to have the same friends as you. You remember when I mentioned the fake accounts of yesterday? In terms of usually, they either try to stalk or they try to imitate someone. Those, in terms of those accounts, you don't have to worry about them. All you've got to do is just, and guys, these social media platforms have that those community protocols. And those community protocols are known as flagging or you report the account. If you report the account and you actively tell your other social media friends, guys, ignore this account or report this account because it tries to imitate me. If you just have a look at it, you can see that this is not an account by me. If you do just that basic approach, report the account or you flag the account will be either shut down or it will be taken down or it'll be banned. Doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Guys, I play enough computer games to know how the online space works in terms, if you have a problematic user, report the user. Just report. Report the user. That's all. So, if you come across suspicious activity in that same vein, in terms of a social media account, that is firstly trying to be offensive, secondly imitating or posing as someone, because nowadays, guys, it is pretty important to ensure that your social media account activity is, how do we call it, more on the sanitized version of life, because I have heard discussion points of how, you know, potential employers take a look at your social media accounts. I don't know if they're actively doing it as yet in Namibia, but I know in South Africa, I know in Europe, and I've heard of instances even in the US where they actually bring up, and if you've ever tried applying for work on LinkedIn or on any international platform, they ask you to drop your Twitter handle as well as your LinkedIn profile link, a link to your LinkedIn profile link, to your profile account or your account, to drop them because they want to see what kind of a person you are. What kind of stuff do you post? What kind of online activity do you have? And if it's to the negative element, now you get three zones. If you're like Dwight, who just logs on to view what other people are posting, because that's all I do. I just log on to see what you're posting. I will not participate in political, religious, or social discussions very easily. I will not, because it is very easy, and the instances have existed, and we've seen even with the scenarios of the two libel and defamation court cases that took place, the moment you share something that is defamatory or that is incorrect in its substance, meaning it is false in its substance, and that is dangerous, meaning it can incite violence, or it is actually that you are communicating something violent, your accounts can get suspended. Your accounts can get affected. But it's not just that. There are real-world implications that can take place from there. There are real-world implications that can take place from there. And it's, I don't know, for one or other reason, it's also particularly whether the rest of Namibia knows, has to take a look. There are things that people are posting online, guys, that they will not say in real life. They will not tell the people in their faces in real life. I myself tried asking a question to a minister when he posted on his Twitter feed. Minister, where did you get this information? Can you point me at nothing? I didn't get an answer. And that's just me asking a question. So, guys, just be careful in terms of what you post or the activity that you have on social media. My accounts usually get listed as robot accounts, meaning they look suspicious because I've done an exercise myself in terms of fact-checking, you know, information that people sometimes say and stuff. I went to such a workshop, a fact-checking workshop. It was hosted by the DW Academy here in Namibia. Yes, the Deutsche Welle broadcaster. They have an office here, and they facilitate these fact-checking workshops alongside the IPPR. And I attended this workshop, saw how it was done. They used my Twitter account as an example, just to see, you know, if you want to see what a robot or bot account looks like. Bot accounts don't post much. They only log on, log off. They follow easily, or they follow too easily. And, it just has the trademarks or the telltale signs of someone that is just watching. The person doesn't do anything. And that is what I do. If you are generating a discussion on a social media platform, I will just watch and read what you're doing. I'll just watch and read. But that's me. The danger now out there is that there are Namibian users. There are users. And guys, I'm not saying that you should change intact or change even your approach or change anything. It's your freedom, because this is now about freedom of expression elements. And that's what social media wants to amplify. But be careful what you post. And also be careful what devices you use. What devices you use, and where do you access your social media accounts? And always log off. So, we'll quickly be stepping into a short break, just a minute from now. But I'll just be indicating in the same sense. You can still come through from 11:30 on here in the studio. You can share with me in terms of, you know, just the discussion about the aspect of a social media account being hacked. I will stress this once again, guys. Your social media account cannot be hacked. It cannot be hacked. If it is hacked, and you heard it here from the Free Your Mind guys, just when we had the handover discussion before we began. In essence, it speaks to you just being negligent. The user just being negligent. All you were supposed to do was log off, and you just didn't log off. You left it open. You left it open. Do you know how easy it is to change if you leave open your account, your profile, or wherever, on whatever device? People just go into your settings and they change the login details. That's all they do. It's not even about memorizing someone's number or stuff. It's just about changing the login details. There you go. That's how easy it is. Now, after the break, guys, and we're almost like 20, 30 seconds away from the break, we will just have a look in terms of those statistics. And I did mention these statistics yesterday in yesterday's discussion regarding from Google and Norton, the other antivirus organization. But how likely is the increases of social media hacking to take place? And on that note, we'll quickly step into the short break.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when...
It's Sunday lunch and Mama has cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
And then we come back from that extended little break right there. And I hope you guys, are enjoying your Friday so far. This is an April Fool's Day, so be careful of anyone trying to play any pranks on you. Just be careful, guys. Now, as we get into the rest of our discussion, so the increase, or what are the increases, or what increases actually the chances of a social media hack? First and foremost, guys, we've got to understand a few things. Now, certain things can make you more or less likely to experience a social media hack. So, from that aspect, this is also about, just behavioral tendencies. It's all about behavior and what you do, subconsciously or consciously, how you approach your everyday life, especially when you access your social media platforms. Now, fame or authority are two such characteristics. Yeah, and you heard from the Free Your Mind Squad in our short interaction. For example, and I'm going now into much of the major news-making items over the past 6-7 years that where they picked this up. Now, pro-Syrian regime activists briefly broke into the CNN's social media accounts in 2014 to post content reflecting their ideals. So this was actually them posting their manifestos and their manifests, in terms of what their stance is and their propaganda. And they did this. Now, you see, guys, the news, in this one example, the news network's broad reach, respect in the industry, and the large audience made it a prime target. So if they are going to target a single account, they're not going to target me, Dwight, here from Namibia, who's here, doing his, conducting the programs here on Eagle FM. No, they're not going to target me. I'm in Namibia. But they are going to target. But if you are going to target someone, you're going to target an influential figure. You're going to target an influential sort of like personality. And CNN, as mentioned in the what increases the chances of a social media account hack, is the reach, the impact, the influence, and how famous you are. The Free Your Mind Squad said it was an element of you know, the fame on their side. Because they themselves are socialites. They technically are. So we don't, guys, we have to stress, and I know some celebrities in Namibia, I will also use that that term very reservedly. Some celebrities in Namibia, well, if you're not the two major musicians, actually three, if we include the woman, the three big names, and I won't mention the names, but we know who they are. They've won continuous or multiple awards, not just in Namibia, sometimes also somewhere internationally. But they are celebrities. They are celebrities. Everyone else, the rest of us, we are socialites. We just want to be seen. Now, on that same space, guys, you know, it's Namibia. It's Namibia. I've got my reservations. Now, CNN was a target then, and this is from the pro-Syrian guys, meaning they had some pretty good hackers on their side, or they could pay some pretty good hackers. Similarly, well-known figures are also at an increased risk of getting their accounts hacked because of their large friend networks and global popularity. Hackers have constantly and regularly compromised the social media accounts of the British royal family, for example. Cyber criminals often seize or impersonate celebrity accounts in order to orchestrate cryptocurrency scams. And the cryptocurrency scams have actually picked up these past years. Or even just in this past 6 months. Oh, no, not 6 months. Yeah, 6 months, actually. Because there was a major scam that took place in December. Then there was one just now, this week or last week. Which they actually found out was a 16-year-old in England. He was supposedly the ringleader. But this is after the UK police had interviewed everyone else in the scam. And they implicated him as the ringleader. Even during the Ukraine crisis or the Ukraine conflict itself, there has been multiple attacks coming from the Europeans, from the Ukrainians, from the Russians, everyone trying to hack each other's accounts, websites, databases, you know, silos of information. Sometimes they would shut down, like what happened with the one attack where they shut down the banking system in Ukraine. Stuff like that. So a social media account, guys, you know, could be one of the pathways. Apologies. Now the fault, if there is ever a fault, and in most cases there is always a fault always lies with the particular social media sites. In one instance, Facebook arguably has enough to deal with after a 6-hour global outage that cost it about $60 million US dollars in revenue. If you guys remember, just late last year, Facebook was off. Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, the three Facebook platforms, or the three Meta platforms. That was a hack, guys. They didn't come out and say it, you know, immediately, but it was a hack. It was a hack. They were hacked. They were knocked off. And usually a knock off when you completely, you know, switch off a platform from electricity or you disconnect it is when you want to reboot something. That's the last leg. Usually, if you disconnect electricity between a platform that is being hacked by something and, you know, denying everyone else access, even your clients, even your users, the best way is always just switch it off. Switch off the power and then you switch the power back on. Remember, it was something like a 7-hour blackout, if you guys can remember. That was a hack. That was a hack, guys. if it was not the hack of the century, that was a hack. And our century is only what now, 20 years old now? We're only now 20 years into this century, which is now the 21st or the 21st century. So that was a hack that happened, that occurred to Facebook. Several months earlier, information from a massive Facebook data leak in 2019 became public as well. Remember that issue with the Facebook blackout, the Facebook WhatsApp and Instagram blackout was in October last year, 2021. Now in 2019, that incident affected more than 530 million users worldwide. But Facebook representatives opted not to notify them individually. Meaning, you know, you spam a mass communique telling your users, you know what, the system had been partially compromised, so we're going to switch off or put in some updates, stuff like that. They didn't do that. Usually it's the safest way to do it, because even most of the gaming platforms, when they communicate something on their social media platforms like Twitter or Facebook, they would inform their users, we are going to be offline for like 2 hours. We are going to do this for X amount. Just let you know, you won't be able to log in. You won't be able to access your account. That's what these guys do. Now, what are the risks associated with a social media hack? Because there are always risks. And as I mentioned, guys, I mentioned the risks. Not the risks, but I mentioned, you know, the resultant effects and impacts already. Now, the consequences of a social media hack vary depending on how and why parties use these platforms. A hacker that breaks into a medical practice's social media account and posts misleading health information could briefly hurt the organization's reputation, for example. Alternatively, compromising the social media account of a public office candidate lets a hacker post controversial viewpoints or other damaging material that could give other political parties an advantage. For example, hackers also play on people's desire to help others. A cybercriminal might break into a social media account and use it to distribute a convincing story that gets generous people to part or to donate funds for this story. Now, here are some of the things in terms of you out there, you listening now to this session of Tech Eagle. These are some of the things, some of the steps you can take. If you suspect that your account might have been compromised, I say might. Sometimes you forget that you actually posted something, you know, very sinister or something very malicious or something just out of taste. And it happens. We all have that short-term memory loss or that, what do they call it? That convenient amnesia element in our daily lives. We all have it. But if you do genuinely observe suspicious activity on your social media account, this is the following, just some of the things that you can do to try and handle this scenario. Remember I mentioned to you, try to report the account. Or if you still have access to the account, try to go through your login settings and try to see that everything is still in order. Your email address is still yours. And then you just try to change your login details. Always try to do that. Those are the first steps that you can do or take to ensure that you regain control of the account. It also helps you to update the information on your account. It really does. It really does, guys. It goes a mile in terms of updating your information. But the most important thing is these next steps. Now, you may follow all the cybersecurity best practices and still eventually deal with some account hacks taking place. Now, here are some tips for working through them. First and foremost, begin by performing damage control and using a non-social media related way to warn people you know about the hack or to inform them that something is up with your social media accounts. Guys, if your account has been taken over, try to inform the people. If you have their numbers, just try and send them a WhatsApp or even something, or just put it on your WhatsApp status for that matter, for those of them that follow you on Facebook or Twitter. that something is up with your account and you're trying to handle it. So they should not, if anything offensive gets posted, it did not come directly from you. It might in some way, you know, be compromised. Warn your people, warn your audience, or keep in touch with them. Just trying to let them know in a non-social media way, if possible. If WhatsApp is open to you, do it through WhatsApp. And also just try and post something somewhere just to let them know, listen, my genuine social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram have been compromised. Please bear with me. Some weird activities going on. And then you try and correct it. Don't just leave it or let it hang there. Try to correct the action at least. Now, you can contact those closest to you by phone. Another possibility is also to ask a trusted person who knows and follows many of the same individuals that you do to post a warning message on social media via their account. So that's just one of the ways. If, you know, like I said, if you do know the people and you probably also have their contact numbers, the ones that follow you on your social media platforms, post something or make use of someone to just help you get the message out there to the rest of everyone that something is up with your social media platform. That, guys, will help you to minimize any damage control that you've got to implement, because you're basically on damage control or damage limitation exercise right now. Now, the next thing you can do is to go through any necessary account recovery steps. Like I mentioned already, if you still have access to the account, try to check out the login details. Was your email changed? Was your password changed? If yes to those two questions, take the necessary steps, because these social media accounts do have necessary steps in there on what to follow and what to do if your account has been compromised. And I'll stress this again. In most cases, you left your account details or your account open somewhere. So, all you've got to do is just change your login details. Just change it. Or the ultimate thing that you can do is close the account entirely and reopen it. Now, for example, Twitter's help documentation for such situations recommends requesting a password reset as your first strategy. There you go. There's one such example. Getting additional help also requires submitting a support ticket containing your username and the date that you last had access. And also, review any options for the strengthening of your social media security. I know my Google account or my Google accounts does that with me. They up, you know, it's, I think it's like every random month or every 3 months, they always send you update your information, your contact details. So it's your cell phone, your backup email, and your primary email. For example, in my case, I've got a Gmail email address, and I've got a Yahoo Mail email address. The two have to be linked to each other, and you must access each other continuously in order for you to access your stuff, guys. It's important. Second on that is also your phone number. Update it as regularly as possible so that your platform can know, yes, if they have to send any alerts or anything through those internet automated, signaling messages, that the instance is that they've, you know, it reaches you, that it reaches the right person for that matter. So get that done. Allow them to get the information. Allow them to know and have the information up to date as early and as much as possible. And here's the other thing. Always review, like I mentioned, your strengthening of your social media security. Because like in, for example, with Facebook, Facebook security checkup walks you through suggested improvements that need to be made. And it's also a good starting point if you use the site. Now, you can also avoid a social media hack. First off, what we just went through was how to handle a social media hack. Second off, is how you can avoid such an attack. First things first, social media account hacks occur more often than people might think. And as I mentioned, guys, they would target people that are very popular, institutions that have influence, or that have much importance in terms of cultural, economic, you know, all those types of values in terms of the weight that they can carry and the audience that they might have or the following that they can have and generate. The important thing is, even so, you can take proactive steps to make them less likely to happen to you. Think about just you. Consider applying the tips that have been mentioned, for example, like the avoidance or the how to handle or the damage limitation steps, and also share them as much as possible with friends, family, colleagues, schoolmates, wherever, you know, just in that instance. Because it's important, guys. You sometimes don't know how important it is when people hack you for information or hack you to manipulate information or hack you to manipulate a scenario. And these are one of the essentials, especially in social media management, that needs to be adhered to. First and foremost, always make sure that your security to your accounts are at the best and most best implemented levels and standards. For example, always log off. Always make sure that not more than two people know, or not more than one people or one person knows about your social media login details. For example, if you're an organization in your communications department or in your marketing department, because your social media platforms for your organizations have now also become like extended tools of first and foremost being interacting with an audience and staying up to date and also dissemination of information on a digital platform, that's one of the ways that you need to mitigate and to ensure that everything is there, everything is sorted, and there is, you know, there's no major information leaks taking place with regards to your social media platforms. Now we head into the last 10 minutes of today's session, guys, and if any callers still want to come through, we only have 10 minutes to accommodate any interactions. I'll have to condense you, meaning limit you maximum 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to 3 minutes max. But you can come through. Let's, you know, if you've got any questions in terms of how to mitigate a possible social media bad experience in terms of your account being compromised or someone using it and you know who it is, you know what steps you can take. That the easiest one there is always try to confront the person and tell them, listen, what you're doing is not right, and what you're doing can, you know, lead to a major damage that can be caused. Now, one of the important things was, guys, in terms of the, just, you know, some of the discussion points, like I mentioned in part one of our discussion yesterday, wherein 34% of people worldwide actually had considered, you know, social media hacks or social media account hacks taking place. They consider that this takes place more frequently, but where in 45%, the opposite spectrum, consider that it was not possible, not probable, or it would not happen. Now, this was a December 2020 study. A December 2020 study, and when just having a look at it, because in terms of understanding this study was done, you know, in terms of a share of the adults who think it is likely that their online accounts will be hacked into, this was only for 2021, only in 2021. And the countries they interviewed, guys, was a wide range of countries, but it was pretty limiting because they had, if you have to think about a country like Singapore, Singapore is a city state, so it's pretty small. I think they've got as much people as we have, you know, almost two point something million people. But they are smaller than us. They're smaller than, they definitely fit into the Comas region. That's how big Singapore is. They definitely fit into the Comas region. But imagine that you've got 2 million people in that space. 2 million people in that space. They interviewed countries like India that has 1.4, 1.3 billion people. So when you measure up the smallest space being Singapore as opposed to India, the biggest space or the biggest quantity of people and internet users, you know, the proportions might be massive. For example, just to give you an idea, For Singapore, it was 42% unlikely and 40% likely. And that would mean there's about, what, an 18% that's, that's just hanging loose somewhere. Because that both the amount of people that gave a response there was 82%. So there's 18% of people that might have abstained from the survey. For example, in India, where 49% people said it's unlikely that the social media accounts would be hacked in 2021, but 33% said that it was likely. Now, in terms of understanding the methodology, in terms of sampling, the sample error that might have been considered, Statista, which is the organization that hosts this this survey or this exercise that was done in terms of how likely it is that a social media account or an online account will be hacked into 2021, it depends on the sample error that was implemented, and as well as also for how long this exercise was done. China, just above them, is China here. Just want to make sure. I saw Chile, not China. And China is here. China, 68% of people said that it was unlikely that their social media accounts would be hacked. 21% of people said it was likely. So, one thing is clear. There is some sort of sentiment. However, I personally, in my capacity, I feel it's a scope more of negligence on the part of us, the individuals. So the first and foremost things that you'll have to do as yourself, and always try to stick to them, is log out of your details, log out of your platforms when you make use of a computer, a PC, a laptop, whether at home, whether at work, whether at school. Log out of your stuff. Don't leave them open. You don't know how compromised or how your computers can be compromised, or how, if they are accessible and you just quickly jump off to the toilet but you leave your PC just there, how someone can just come in and type the most ridiculous stuff or actually just cause the worst kind of reputational damage to you. Log off, guys. At every instance, log off. Or if you have a laptop, just close it. A laptop, if you do that with a laptop, you just close it. What do they call it? It goes into sleep mode. It automatically jumps into sleep mode. Just close your laptop. That way people will know if you try and open it up, the PC, the laptop might have been switched off. Second on that is always, have a security code to your phone. It's important. It's the most important things, especially your smartphone. If you have a smartphone, have a security code to your smartphone. That is essential. I know for the guys that are dating, the guys that are married, I don't know why you need security codes to your phone, because I know, like we all do as men, sometimes your girlfriend or your wife just wants to go into your phone to see whether you are cheating. There's nothing anyone can do about that. That's just your own internal management of your affairs. So stay up to date with your stuff there. And lastly, as we head into the last couple of minutes on today's session, always, if you have a PC, make sure that your antivirus is up to date. A hack, guys, remember, is the use of malicious software or malicious activity, like you logged into a place which you don't remember that you were there and stuff like that. Make sure that your antivirus is up to date. Always. Even if you use a free version, make sure that your antivirus is up to date. Now, this brings us up almost, there's still a minute left. This brings us up to the end of today's program. Remember, here on your number one talk radio station, that the rest of the programming for today is still taking place. However, just know that after now we have the brand conversation, followed by the brand conversation, you've got On the Radar bringing you your daily bulletin, news items and discussion points, and then also we bring you the rest of the programming heading into the rest of the day. Sticking on to the, also remember guys that the weekend programming is still to look forward to in terms of the various discussions that we bring to you over the weekend. Most notably, if you're an avid football fan or avid football follower, it seems like the World Cup qualifying has ended. So do always ensure that you listen to our sports talks over the weekend, as well as also my Sunday morning take on Sunday mornings in terms of the various discussions regarding the world of sort of like movie going. But nonetheless, you still have the opportunity to touch base with me later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. On that matter, let's see each other later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. For that part, stay tuned to your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate
by setting
to tell
the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimu na omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitori. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.